I'm glad he's back, Half. I used to like watching him play. I never wanted to play against him.
No.
But Ryan Crowley is back in the AFL for 2016, and he joins us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. Ryan, congratulations for getting back on the list.
No, thanks a lot, lads. Yeah, it's good to be back in Melbourne.
What happened to the Swan Districts? You're all set to play for them this year. When did you give them the news?
Yeah, I was in correspondence with Swans the whole way through the process. I wanted to keep them as up to date as possible. They'd been great for me since I'd finished up with Fremantle at the end of the year. And I talked to them the whole way through. But feel a little bit bad for them because I was also a midfield coach there as well for this year. But it is what it is, and they understood that. And I left there, and they gave me their well wishes. But they'd had a pretty rough little trot because they had two of their best, their better players had been picked up as mature age guys in the draft as well. So they've had a bit of a knock before the start of the season.
So you made a commitment to them, Ryan, and that didn't quite work out. That's all very well and good. But as you made that commitment to them, had you pretty much signalled your end of your AFL career, that there would be no other lifelines prior to last week's CAS findings?
Yeah, well, I had... I'd actually signed with them before the draft had taken place, and we had a little thing in there saying, obviously, if I got picked up, that would override it.
Yeah,
it was just strange because before the CAS findings had come down, it was actually an old derby on TV, and a few people texted me because I had a bit of a funny haircut in it. So I flicked it on to watch it, and it was probably the first time I'd sat down and actually really thought, I'm never going to do that again. And it was because up until that point, I'd really harbored hopes that that I'd get another crack at it, and I honestly feel like I'm good enough to keep playing AFL. So I honestly thought that I'd get another go. But that one moment, it was the first time I'd allowed myself to think that that's probably it. And I didn't like it too much, but luckily it only lasted 48 hours.
Hey, Ryan, we know about your holiday, the 12 months. There was a substance in your body that wasn't WADA compliant, and you've had some time off. You're 31 years old now, but I keep on reading and hearing that you're saying the year off has done your body so much good. How old are you feeling?
Yeah, well, it's a funny thing. Like, I hadn't missed a game for sort of 5 years almost. I played about 100-odd straight, and the role that I played at Fremantle was quite a taxing role, and it had really started to wear me down, and not just physically, which obviously that year off helped, but mentally too, just the grind, sort of week in, week out. But it's funny, when you're away from footy and the game you love, well, you learn to love it again, and you realise just how much you miss it. And I realised I wasn't ready to finish playing, and I was just craving to be back out there, and all those things that I sort of hated in the past, like sick feeling you get in your guts the night before, and not being able to get your breakfast down the morning of the game and that sort of stuff. But I started to miss all that stuff, which is as crazy as it sounds. And I couldn't wait to get back out there. And then not getting picked up in the draft, it was a bit of a kick in the guts. And I had to sort of start thinking about, I might have to get a proper job for the first time in 14 years. But I've managed to get myself on the list at Essendon.
Now, try and avoid that job thing if you can for as long as possible.
Mate, trust me, I'm trying.
Can I take you back to last year when you were going through the suspension, living through that suspension, and there was a bit of commentary late through the back half of the year where your suspension, I think, expired on the Friday night before the preliminary final. And some were saying, in some circles, saying that Ross Lyon would be stupid not to play you in that preliminary final / grand final the next week
he was going to play.
Did Ross Lyon ever tell you you're a chance? Did you ever hold hope for that, or was it just flat out you're never going to be a part of that?
Well, in the end, I didn't play, so I'm not sure whether I was just, they were sort of just dangling that carrot for me there or not, but I honestly thought I was right in the mix. I trained super hard, probably the hardest block of training that I'd ever done in my life, sort of when I was away from the club, and I was like basically by myself. It was really tough, but... the one thing that sort of kept me going was that lure and that carrot. We were on top of the ladder at the time, that I could play in a prelim and possibly a grand final. So I thought, if there's any possibility of it happening, I don't want it to be because I'm not fit enough. So I went away and I got myself an altitude tent. I was sleeping in that. The missus loved that. I was getting up. Yeah, I'd organised my own coaches and that sort of stuff outside of the club, obviously, because I couldn't use the club coaches. And it was probably the fittest I'd ever been. So when I come back to training, I was really training the house down, and I was posting some pretty good numbers GPS wise during training, like better than I ever have before. So I thought, and we to be honest, I didn't think we were in the best form going into the prelim. So yeah, and Sammy Mitchell had done the right thing and had about 40 in a row, three or four games in a row. So I thought that all the stars that had lined, but in the end, Ross called me in. I was in the squad on the Tuesday, but he called me in on the Wednesday and he sort of cooled on it overnight and told me that he wasn't going to do it. So, yeah.
New bomber Ryan Crowley's joined us on the run home, Melbourne's home of footy. It just without that carrot, you're talking about the carrot that was dangled for you, either on purpose just to keep you entertained and keep you informed or whatever it might have been, or just as a throwaway flipping thing. Had you not had it, what would you have done?
Like I said, it was a pretty unique situation because I was by myself, wasn't going through it with anybody else. It was went through some pretty tough times. It was really by far and away the hardest time of my life. And it's hard to say. I don't actually know. It's probably the first time I've actually really thought about it just then, because I always had that there. I'm not entirely sure. But
would have been a different dynamic for sure.
It was a different game now.
It definitely would have been. It would have been really tough. You've got no one there watching you do your weight sessions. You've got no one there watching you do your skill sessions and sort of, you know, like making your B places. So it's really self-driven. Because I had that lure, it was quite easy for me. But, yeah, it would have been really tough.
Ryan, this year playing for the Bombers, you know you've got to play against Hayden Ballantyne, don't you? How's that going to go, mate?
Yeah, we had a little joke about this last night. Fellas sent me a nice little message just saying good luck and all of this, and he said, "I'll see you around 11." And I said, we always wondered what it would be like if we were on opposing teams, so I suppose we'll find out. But we had some great times playing together, me and Hayden, and we used to like bounce off each other a bit and sort of, you know, try and gang up on some players out there and that sort of thing. But it'll be interesting to see when she's on the other foot how he handles it.
Well, round 11's good for Freo. That's at Domain Stadium for the Bombers on Saturday, June 4. Round 13, a fortnight later, I reckon you'll have some fun with as well, because Stevie J, of course, is now playing for the GWS Giants. Can you just do me a favour at some stage through the next little while? Just send him a tweet and just hashtag it, "I'm back, baby."
Yes, "I'm back, baby."
You gotta have "baby" at the end. "I'm back, baby."
Put it on the run home in that tweet, please. That would be unreal.
A bit of George Costanza about that. Me and Stevie have had some good battles over the journey, and it'd be nice to renew one later in the year.
And just on coming back to playing, I mean, after the suspension, there's plenty of talk in the last 24 hours that it's an odd decision from the Bombers considering their situation that they've found themselves in the last couple of years, and of course last week with the CAS findings, and it shouldn't be happening and you shouldn't be allowed to be back playing footy. What do you say to those people? Because, and I will say, preface that by saying that we don't agree with that. We say you've served your time and you're welcome back into the system like many others before you in different genres of law. What do you say to those people?
Yeah, no, I sort of get both sides, but then again, I don't at the same time. I mean, yeah, like you said, I've served my time. I made a terrible error in judgment at the time, but I did it. At the end of the day, I took a specified substance that was I'm allowed to have in my system every other day except game day. I took it a week before the game that I played, and there was still a tiny bit there. I've admitted everything that I did wrong, and I've done my time. I just feel like, what do I have to serve a life sentence now that happened? I feel like it is quite a unique situation, but the Essendon boys that are away at the moment is going to be going through the exact same thing in a year's time. If anybody's got any knowledge that they could pass on, I feel like I'm probably that person. So, I don't really understand that, but people are always going to have their own opinions, and that's never going to change. And the fact that I do rub a few people the wrong way with the way that I play, it makes it a lot easier to throw pot shots like that. And but I don't take it personally, because the people that know me know who I am, and it is what it is.
Ryan, we wish you well. Good luck with the
good
Bombers.
Luck,
No, thanks a lot, lads. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Ryan Crowley there. And you can don the sash in 2016 by renewing or joining as a member. Plenty are two half, which is fantastic news for the Bombers. Visit membership.essendonfc.com.au or call the team number on 1300 46 26 62.
And if you are in the camp of he no way should be playing, read the piece from Greg Bourne. I read it on The Age this morning. It is an absolute cracker, and it pretty much echoes our sentiments, I think, or the way we think about this whole situation, and just puts things into perspective.
I think most people are happy for Ryan to get a second chance, but they're not so happy for him to be playing for the Bombers, and that doesn't bother me.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't bother me. Give him a second chance. The Bombers need players. Go out and play.